welcome to a very special episode of Five and Out. I'm Wes.
I'm Steve.
And this week we have a very multi-part top five for you. Steve, what is that top five?
Well, except for the fact that it is only in one part.
That's true.
We're doing the quick fire challenge this week.
What is that?
We're going to be shooting five random questions at one another. You got to, on the spot, make up your top five right then and there.
That's right. It's not top. It's not five random questions. It's five random top fives.
Five random fives. Produce your fives randomly at the time. Oh, God.
Podcast commence now.
Wes, I may be having a relapse.
Oh, no. What did you do?
I think I'm kind of talking myself into a PC again.
I knew it. Oh, Steve, you've been doing so good lately. You've gone to meetings.
I know.
You're somebody's sponsor, for Christ's sake.
I know, Wes, and I hate to let everybody down. I do. I hate to. But let me tell you what happened here now. Let me tell you what happened now.
Okay.
So for those who don't recall, I love XCOM.
Yeah.
I love it.
Mm-hmm.
They're going, so they pushed back the release date of XCOM, I think it's to February,
okay,
which is the month of my birthday.
It is.
So it was originally going to be in like November, and I was like, I want a PC so I can play XCOM. I'm like, you know what? Like, I researched it. It was too much money. I'm going on this trip soon. Like, I got to put the money towards that, and like, I don't need it. I'm not, nah, it's just for one game.
Mm-hmm.
I don't need it.
Yeah.
And then I was okay. I was okay with it. I also got Metal Gear 5 in the meantime. I got Fallout 4. I was fine.
Mm-hmm.
And then something, I don't know what was brought up in conversation with my wife yesterday.
Was it XCOM?
She was like, hey, are you going to buy a PC for XCOM? I was like, something about this reminds me. She said something. No, I know. We were coming down Lakeshore Drive, one of the best views of the skyline of the city, which is one of the best views of any skyline of any city in the world.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, Holly, whenever I make this drive, it makes me want to play SimCity 2000. She's like, really? And I was like, oh yeah. And I went on like a 10-minute rant about how much I loved SimCity 2000.
Quick side note: I don't think I've ever heard a 10-minute rant from you about something you loved.
I know.
That's strange to me.
And then I realized that I don't think I've ever brought it up.
Yeah.
And I loved SimCity 2000.
Okay, give us the bullet points here.
But you know, I'm not going to do a 10-minute rant.
Okay, okay.
I just, that game was phenomenal. Because again, I was an only child, and so
didn't have any friends.
It wasn't that, but like, I love, you know, a good single.
Don't get defensive.
Hey, people liked me, okay? All right, until I punched him in the face and said, my city's better than yours.
That's right.
No, it was a game that, I don't know, I always played a bunch of, you know, action games when I was a kid, you know, Mario games and this, mm-hmm, or whatever. And, like, it's always, you progress the level, move the story, whatever. SimCity was just, it was this kind of open world, in a way, kind of thing, before that was a thing, you know, like, you could make this sprawling metropolis if you wanted. You could make, like, a sleepy farm town. You could do, you know, the challenges were what you set forth for yourself, mm-hmm, I suppose, in that game. And my challenge was always to build this, like, the biggest functioning city I could build. And, like,
yeah,
and always somewhere along the way, something would happen to kind of derail it in some way, whatever. Anyway, I loved just putting on my music and chilling at that computer, playing SimCity. And, like, once I found the city not to be what I initially thought it to be, it's like, fucking, I'm doing a new one. And I played that game ad nauseum.
Okay.
I loved that game.
Sure.
So I was telling Holly about, like, this I made, I only ever created like one, there was the one true city that I made. Mm-hmm. The true city.
The one city to rule them all.
It was amazing.
Okay.
It was so good. And part of the challenge when I was a kid too was starting the city was not a problem. But it's once you started to layer in things like rail lines and the highway system,
sure,
and bus depots and that kind of stuff, like that next level kind of stuff, that's when I started to get kind of messed up about it.
Sure.
And
let's put this apartment complex next to the sewage treatment plant.
Yay! So like, yeah, it was always a challenge to me, but I always liked it. And like, there was never really winning and losing. It was just what you deemed to be that thing. So
yeah.
I loved that game. And that's when I learned about a lot of national monuments, like landmarks, I should say.
National anthems.
National anthems. I learned so many national anthems.
Yeah.
Because you could put in, at maximum, 10 pre-constructed not necessarily wonders of the world, but like you could put the Space Needle in your city if you wanted to. You could put the Eiffel Tower. You could put, you know, Big Ben. You could put a bunch of different stuff. So I learned about, about that stuff too. But right, all this to be said, right after I had this conversation with Holly, I was looking up a top games of the year list, and it was like The Witcher was number one, Fallout 4 was number four, Metal Gear was number two, I think. And it, like, number eight or something was a new, it was a version of a city building game.
Okay.
That I think it is called, it's like Cities Skylines.
Skyline. Yeah.
And I watched the trailer, I watched some gameplay footage, like, oh no.
Oh no.
Oh no. And the game is like $14 on Steam.
Oh man.
I'm like, oh, I want it. I want it bad.
But you have a PC right now, right?
I know, but I don't know if it can. The thing is, I don't have a PC. I have a laptop.
Okay.
That is not a gaming laptop.
Okay.
It is a, it's got a pretty shitty graphics card on it, or video card on it. So I don't know if it can run it or not. Okay. I have to check. If it can, I'm probably going to go home this weekend and just download it and do it.
Merry Christmas, everybody. I'm going to build a city.
See you next year. Because I love these games. Mm-hmm. I love these, because these are the kind of games that you cannot get on the console. You've never been able to get it, and you can't do these kind of simulation-style games.
Mm-hmm.
Can't do it. And, God, I love them. I love them. Like playing Civ, playing SimCity, playing, you know, Age of Empires back in the day, playing that kind of stuff. You can't do it on the console. It just doesn't work.
Well, Steve, I'm going to enable you. I think you need to get a gaming PC. You want one so bad. Look at you. I've never seen you happier. I've never seen you happy.
Well, I mean, that's sad.
Yeah.
Don't let my wife hear that.
I know. Oh,
that means Fallout, or excuse me, XCOM, gonna be real soon. Cities,
I know.
Skyline, available now.
It's for $14.
$14!
Oh, I mean, my God!
What does it mean if I drop $800 on a computer if I get the game for $14?
Right. And think of all the other games you could get. XCOM
man.
2 for another $50, $60, whatever.
God, dude, just, I love those kind of games, man.
But think about what else you could use a gaming PC for. Other games?
PCing?
Yeah. You know, personalizing your computer.
Sweet emails.
Oh, Facebooking.
Nope.
No, that's right.
I don't do it.
That's right. I about said social networking.
Nope. It's coming soon, though.
Yeah, it's right around the corner. Maybe in the new year.
But, dude, I mean, okay, so if you were to find a new version of a game from your childhood that got you as excited as I just got about SimCity, what game would be kind of like rebooted, if you want to say that, you know, kind of re-envisioned?
It's so interesting you bring that up, because I found out a couple days ago that one of my favorite point-and-click adventure games, Full Throttle, is being remade for the PS4. Get like a HD remake or something.
Nice.
Like that. So yeah, man, I'm super excited for that.
What is Full Throttle about, loosely?
Point-and-click adventure game about this biker gang called, I think it's called the Polecats, and their biker war with the other biker gangs, and they uncover this corruption in this biking corporation. It's been a while since I played
sure,
the game.
That's fine.
But it's
just want to get an idea of what we're talking about. That's
yeah,
all.
Yeah, yeah. But it's tells such a great story and has such memorable characters. The main guy, Mo, the hot biker chick.
Yeah.
You know what I'm talking about.
Sure do.
So yeah, man, I'm super excited for that.
What are some other, actually, let me phrase this. Did you ever play the game Police Quest when you were a kid?
That is the one Sierra Quest game I never played.
I played that one. It seemed way too mature for me when I was playing.
Really? How so?
Oh, I mean, well, because you're going over to like crime scenes with bodies shot apart, and you're just clicking on like he's like, a severed arm, that could be a clue, you know.
And remember, this is coming from the guy who's going to show his children Braveheart at age 8.
Oh yeah, I mean, I believe me, I was aware the things I was doing were far too mature for me. doesn't mean I didn't do them.
Sure.
Believe when I was a kid and I saw the first alien in Aliens, I was like, oh, this is a horrible idea. Allow me to continue.
Sure. But did you finish it or what happened?
I don't think I ever beat the game when I was a kid. Yeah, man. Like,
was this before the internet? So when you got you were screwed.
Dude, this was the time when you had to get, you know, strategy guides. You had to buy them to get through games. And yeah, I did not have it for that game.
Sure.
So.
Never played that one. I played most of the King's Quests. I played a couple of the Space Quests.
By the way, when was the last time you bought a strategy guide for something?
Never.
And how?
Maybe Super Mario 64.
How are those things still around?
Are they still around?
Oh, they're still around, dude.
Maybe they're like collector's items?
I don't know, man.
I don't know, man. Maybe, I don't know.
I mean, if you have a question, you can watch somebody do it.
Yeah.
On your phone, your tablet.
There are countless walkthroughs online.
Yeah.
Countless. I can't count them.
You know what? That is an industry I didn't realize went the way of the dinosaur due to the internet, and that is strategy guides.
Yeah.
Prima strategy guides.
Man, I remember Nintendo Power.
Yeah.
Back in the day.
Oh, in the day.
Man, how old are we, Steve?
127 years
that,
old.
That is correct. You know what I thought of today? In 5 years, we're going to be out of the 18 to 34 demographic. You know, all those old studio executives are no longer going to be trying to pander to us in 5 years.
Is that bad?
I mean,
I don't know.
Let's weigh the pros and cons here.
Let's weigh the pros and cons.
Okay.
Pro. All the bullshit they try to peddle to us, maybe we don't pay attention to it as much, I guess. Like the new Point Break. You know, like they're going to. Example. I mean, yeah. I have no desire to see it. I love the first Point Break. I have no desire to see this one.
Mm-hmm.
They're going to stop. I guess they're not going to stop. I guess it's going to change to things that we automatically tune out and don't get like slightly irritated about.
Sure.
That's a pro.
Sure. Cons. We're 5 years older.
5 years older.
Yeah.
More
lines, more wrinkles.
Does that mean we're now more interested in actually seeing the Oscar movies when they come out? And
ooh, maybe we're more interested in like gardening and knitting.
I mean, I gotta tell you what, man. If you, in the next 5 years, if you put together a kick-ass garden with some fresh-grown vegetables, I'd be real excited about it. I'd be really excited about it.
All right, fair enough.
And if the choice was like, hey, man, you can watch Point Break, reboot, or eat some tomatoes out of Wes's garden. It is tomato day.
And while you're eating those tomatoes, Steve, let me show you the sweater I knit for
like,
you.
It's like, I just got the dividends this year off of my investments in Microsoft, and it's going to be a good Christmas.
So, yeah, man, we got some pros, we got some cons. And I don't know, man, we'll see what happens in 5 years.
Okay, got right. How many top fives will that be in 5 years? So we'll be at year 7.
Countless.
If we do 50 a year.
There's no way to count.
Ah, God. That's like a million fives.
Right. There's not that many things to have top fives about.
No, we definitely got to reboot some then. We got to fall into just in line like the Hollywood celebrities get here. Celebrities got here, is that what you just said?
That's what you just said.
I think I said celebrity guys here.
I think it's about time we reboot Five and Out and start over.
But this time, instead of taking away Patrick Swayze and Keanu Reeves, we're going to bring them on this time.
Yeah.
Do it right.
That's right. Man, who would replace us in the Five and Out reboot?
Got anybody?
Obviously, Zac Efron. Is he still hot right now?
So hot.
Well, I mean, obviously, he's hot.
So hot.
But is he still culturally relevant?
No. I think after High School Musical, I think that was it.
I mean, he tried some things.
I mean, try does not mean... I tried some things.
Yeah, you did.
Doesn't make me culturally relevant.
Steve.
Did you hear? Steve just tried Vietnamese food. He is culturally relevant.
Steve, don't sell yourself short. We are on a podcast that literally ones of people listen to.
One of my favorite lines a friend has ever said to me. He's like, man, literally tens of people were interested in it. I had never heard people quantified in tens, groups of tens before.
It's like you couldn't give yourself a couple more and just said dozens?
Yeah, a couple of dozen people were interested. Like, literally tens of people.
Wow. Okay.
Yeah.
There you go, man. Ones of people like us.
Something else I've realized. Yes. People, there's some old school people that know the difference between couple and few.
Yeah.
And there's other people that have no idea what it means. So when they say, I work at a place where I sell things, they're like, yeah, give me a couple of those. And I'll be like, so at first, I just throw like five or six on there because I'm trying to sell them stuff. So I give them more. And they're like, okay, that's good. And other people you throw down, I give you two. Or sorry, give me a couple. And you throw down five. Like, I said a couple. I need two. If I want more, I'll say a few or more. Like, I approve.
I didn't know that.
You didn't know that?
I didn't know that people were such sticklers about
yeah.
that.
Yeah. A couple is two. A few is three.
Some is four.
Some is four.
Too many is five.
And a butt fuck is seven. Yeah, can I get a butt fuck of those bits?
You heard it here first, folks. You start using that in your day-to-day lingo.
Can I get a butt fuck of nuggets?
Yeah. Hey, you know, Snow White and the butt fuck dwarfs.
That is one of the worst titlings of a film I've ever heard. Snow White and the Seven Dwarfs. We know what it is.
You know what my favorite David Fincher movie is?
Buttfuck. Starring Kevin Spacey and Brad Pitt and Morgan Freeman.
Yeah, it was great.
God. I just want to play SimCity, man.
Oh, that's how this all started.
I just want to play SimCity, buttfuck.
Buttfuck time.
That's what I want. That's what I want to do.
Oh, man.
God. I miss it. I miss that game. It's a great game.
Oh, man. I wanted to talk about so many things, and we wound up talking about number buttfuck.
Yeah. Important things need to be discussed, Wes.
I wanted to talk about Until Dawn. It's freaking awesome.
Yeah?
I've been playing the past couple of nights. Just to tell you how old I feel. The past couple of nights, each night I've been like, man, I'm going to stay up all night and finish this game. 11:30 rolls around.
Oh man.
I start getting the brain fuzz going. It starts getting difficult to focus. I'm just going to put on my slanket and just take a nap.
By nap, you mean go to bed, you old bastard?
Yeah, that's what I mean.
You know what? I did have a young man moment on Saturday. You know what? I take that back.
Please take that back and just stop it. I did have a young man.
I had a young man the other night. Boy, he is virile.
Yeah. Did you butt fuck times?
Oh, man. So many fuckeries in the butteries.
Oh, God.
So I had to start my night was an old man night. Okay. I declined to go out because
Matlock was on.
Because Perry Mason, baby. It was my wife. Brother-in-law. I mean, it sounds kind of weird, but it is right.
Yeah.
Brothers-in-law. My brothers-in-law were going to one of their friends' houses for this like Christmas party thing, and my wife was going. I didn't know anyone. They're all like college kids. And I was like, bah. Mm-hmm. You kids go have fun. I'm gonna stay here and wrestle with my dog. And I'll play Fallout. And it did. And I was playing for a while. I'm like, yeah, I should probably. I don't know what time is it now. Maybe like 9:30. Looked at the clock. It was 11:30.
Oh, my God.
I was like, yeah, I'm a young man. I've been playing for so long. Just been hanging out playing video games.
Yeah.
So
drinking my diet soda.
I got some diet right.
Yeah.
By the way, sorry, one more little tangent. I went to Wendy's today. To pick up lunch for myself and a couple of coworkers. Nothing special about Wendy's. No one ever feels real good about going into Wendy's for lunch.
No. Did you wear a fake mustache and a hat?
I did. And I was like, hello, I'm Mr. Doubtfire.
Sir, we did not ask your name.
So I looked at the list and I was like, can I get a number buttfuck? And then she was like, sir, all orders at Wendy's are a buttfuck. I said, that's fair. No, the real story, as I was...
Oh, that wasn't the real story?
No, as I was walking into Wendy's, I had to cross through the drive-through line. And there's this guy that pulling up, and he's like, what do you mean? What do you mean it's not included? I was like, oh, Jesus. And you hear the woman on the microphone coming through. She's like, sir, the Baconator comes with one order of bacon. If you want extra bacon, it's extra. He's like, but it's a Baconator! That was his response. But it's a Baconator. And to be fair, that's a pretty good response.
You can't argue with that logic.
And she's like, sir, the Baconator comes with whatever. It's like six slices of bacon. If you want more bacon, it is.
Six?
It's whatever she said. I didn't hear the number. And he's like, fine. Give me the Baconator, extra bacon, and a large Diet Coke. And I audibly laughed. Dude.
Come on.
You cannot order a Baconator, extra bacon,
large fries, extra fries,
and a Diet Coke.
No ice.
What? I just need to know. What are the caloric savings that you are getting from the Diet Coke? Are you kidding?
I don't know, man.
I could not help but audibly laugh out to myself.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, what kind of world do we live in? A, where the Baconator is an option.
B, where some people consider the bacon on the Baconator to not be enough bacon.
You know what? What kind of sham Baconator is this? Six slices of bacon? That's not a Baconator.
Yeah.
That's a bacon maid.
That's a bacon barely.
My God. Fine. I'll take the Baconator. But the man's Baconator.
Instead of the bun, make it bacon.
My God, man. But just like the Tenacious D skit off of the album Tenacious D, he orders 19 things at the drive-thru. And he says, a Diet Coke.
Oh, boy.
My God.
Yeah, that happens, man. People are weird.
My God. You were talking about Dying Light.
Until Dawn.
Until Dawn. I confused the two.
That's the second time you've done that to me.
I confused the two.
Until Dawn is great. And remember, this game is tailor-made for me. I'm a big horror fan, and I'm a big point-and-click adventure game, choose-your-own-adventure type of fan.
Do you find that this choose your own adventure different than the Telltale games, where you feel like your choices will actually alter the story, kind of like a Heavy Rain style game?
Oh yeah.
Okay.
It super affects the story. Everything you do affects the story. That might be a bit of hyperbole, but the choices you make here do matter. I remember I missed one QuickTime event in one of the later chapters, and from that, it spun a whole scene that would not have happened if I hadn't missed that one QuickTime event.
Now, did you stick with it, or did you do like a restart thing?
This is why I like this game. It is constantly saving. There is no going back.
Good.
You make the choice, you gotta live with it. And that bit me in the ass once, because I'll keep this as vague as possible. You have to choose between one of two people to save. I hit the wrong button. And the person who I wanted to save, I didn't save. And this person died in the most gruesome way possible. And
the most gruesome way possible. Their genitals exploded, and then the debris from that then choked them, and then their mother came in and turned into an alien burst out of their chest and then consumed them whole.
So you played this game.
Yeah, I love that part.
Yeah,
it's great.
Yeah, man, so they really do have an effect on the story, and
okay.
I really dig it. I look forward to playing through this game multiple times.
I look forward to you passing it over to me.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
We'll see what happens.
Because I really do like games like that where what you choose affects the game. Mm-hmm. I like that. And That's why I liked Heavy Rain, because there were several different endings, and there's several different ways to get to those endings. Mm-hmm. And that's one of the things that I really do enjoy the Telltale storytelling model, mm-hmm. but I do, in a way, kind of feel like some of the choices you make in the middle don't really matter all of that much.
They basically tell the same story. They give you the same main course. It's just the fixings around it are going to be different.
Right. All right, Wes, let's keep this train moving, because I have a feeling we're going to have a fun five here coming up.
I like what's going to happen. Well, one thing I'll tell you about Until Dawn that I do not like and almost ruined the game for me, there are these collectibles called totems that when you collect them, you find them, you pick them up, you turn them over, and then you get a flash of a possible future. And to me, that is one of the most boneheaded moves you can make in a storytelling game.
Yeah.
You know, in a game that the main selling point is the narrative. Hey, here's something that might happen. Possible spoilers. And it's not like they tell you how to ensure or avoid that what they show you happens. They just show you something that might happen. But the good thing is, I found out, that you don't have to pick them up.
Oh, okay.
When you find them, you know, when you interact with something and you find out it's one of those totems, you can just walk away and
nice.
Leave it alone.
Great.
So that's good.
As I say, we just turn the TV off for 30 seconds or something, but that makes it way easier just to not do it.
Yeah.
Good.
So I think you have to pick up the first one just so the game can introduce you to what they are. But yeah, after
sure.
that, just don't even bother with them if that
Got
bothers
it.
You.
Cool.
So, but yeah, let's keep this train rolling, dude. We talked about Until Dawn. We talked about Wendy's. So we hit the main two that we wanted to discuss.
Check them off the list, buds. We did it, guys. We did it.
So let's move into this week's top five. Steve, what is this week's top five?
We're doing something fresh, something new.
Something crazy.
We're doing a quick fire.
Whoa!
Cha-cha-cha-cha-cha!
What's a quick fire, Steve?
We don't have any budget for sound effects, but that's where there'd be this really cool, like, cha-ching, cha-cha-cha-cha.
Or like a pew, 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 pew.
Yeah.
That's my air horn.
That was a what?
That was my air horn.
Air horn?
Yeah.
That's a horrible air horn.
So we're doing
a
quick
fire. So let me do an air horn. Pew, 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 pew.
Did I say air horn? I meant a weak laser gun.
That's way.
Pew, 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 pew,
pew, pew. Where we're counting down top five laser gun noises.
Mm-hmm.
No, we are going to be throwing random top fives that the other person has got to come up with on the spot.
On the fly.
On the fly.
It's a quick fire.
It's almost like that. That's why we named it something similar to that.
All right, Steve, I'm going to start off with you.
Oh, my.
I don't know why I phrased it that way.
Going in the hot seat, huh?
You know, because we just talked about Until Dawn, and because we also did the Lazarus Effect this week on our Netflix reviews, go check that out on 5play.net, I'm going to shoot to you top five horror movies. Go.
My top five horror movies.
Can't talk about aliens.
That's true. I cannot. All right. So I'm going to put The Conjuring as my number two. I'm going to put the original Texas Chainsaw Massacre as my number one. Other horror movies that I really dig. I recently watched Nightmare on Elm Street for the very first time. I had a really good experience watching that. I think it's still pretty good. I'm going to put Hellraiser in there because that movie scares the shit out of me. And
I thought you said Hellboy for a second.
No. What is his name? The guy that plays Hellboy? Ron Perlman.
Perlman, yeah.
Ron Perlman's face really is a horrifying face.
So your number five is Ron Perlman's face?
It is just catastrophically horrifying. No, I'm going to go Hellraiser in there because that movie is super fucked up.
Yeah.
Man, is that fucked up.
Oh, yeah.
I watched that originally on the network television Saturday afternoon movie.
Mm-hmm.
And it was, so they cut out all the really bad parts, and it's still super fucked up.
Oh, yeah.
And then, you know what? Because we did it on our Netflix review like a year ago, I'm going to go Friday the 13th, part 8?
Part 7.
Part 7.
Yeah. Carrie versus Jason, pretty much.
Man, that movie is awful, but a lot of fun to watch.
Yeah.
So I'm going to do a little Friday the 13th, give me a little Nightmare on Elm Street. I'm going to take the Hellraiser. But the ones that for sure that really scare the shit out of me are The Conjuring and Texas Chainsaw Massacre.
Yeah, good five.
I mean, and I just obviously I have to give a quick nod to the original Exorcist as well.
Oh, yeah.
Ah, but Event Horizon.
Oh, I know, right?
Event Horizon's good.
It is.
I like Event Horizon.
Oh, man. And you got, like, horror comedies in there. Like, Tucker and Dale.
No, I do not consider it a horror movie.
Okay.
I don't consider, because that would, if that's the case, that's number one.
Okay.
I like my horror pure.
What about The Babadook?
Babadook was good.
It was good.
Babadook was definitely good. It makes it in that thin layer of good horror movies.
Mm-hmm.
I liked it. I don't think it's going to, like, again, I don't really think about it, you know, until someone brings it up.
Your loss. I'm always thinking about it.
I am the Babadook. Duke. That is a creepy ass saying.
Mm.
Yikes.
Sorry, did it creep you out?
A little bit.
Well, let me turn off the lights this time.
Since you asked the question, do you have a quick five?
You know, I should have thought of it.
Okay, never mind. Then you don't get it. You don't have the chance.
Great.
Number
five. How about Event Horizon and Texas Chainsaw Massacre?
Here is your number five.
Oh, no.
I need a five from you.
No.
Of the top five.
I'm so bad at thinking on my feet.
Worst superhero movies of all time.
Okay. Well, obviously you have Roger Corman's Fantastic Four. Five times. Then you have the Jessica Alba. Captain America's Fantastic Four.
Chris Evans,
thank you. That Fantastic Four. Rise of the Silver Surfer. So that's two. I'm going to go with Batman and Robin.
Oh, yeah.
One's in there.
Yeah, nice
definitely.
Pick. Didn't think about that.
Yeah. And let's see. I know about bad movies. I'm trying to think of ones that I've actually seen.
That's better.
Yeah.
What are the other ones you've heard of that you're aware of that maybe you've not seen that you know are bad?
Green Lantern.
Yeah. It didn't waste the time.
The David Hasselhoff, Nick Fury movie.
Oof.
Yeah. Let's see. Oh, God. Hulk with Chris Christopherson and Eric Bana.
The Eric Bana one. Okay.
Yes. And trying to think of other bad.
It is
Spider-Man 3.
Oh yeah, there it is.
Remember that one?
There it is.
So yeah, I think that's a solid five.
That's a very solid five.
Yeah,
man. I don't think we missed anything, or you missed anything major. Spider-Man 3.
Ooh.
Boof. You know what? I would probably throw on mine too. Is Amazing Spider-Man 2 probably?
See, I never saw that.
Because that is. God, is that a heaping pile. Not as bad as Spider-Man 3.
Sure.
But woof.
Does Blade Trinity count?
Yeah.
I'd say so. Okay. I haven't seen that movie in a while, but I remember not liking it.
I don't think I ever saw any
X-Men Origins Wolverine.
There we go.
That's my number two.
Okay, give me your top five again real quick.
So I'm gonna go Roger Corman's Fantastic Four. It's just the worst. But it's so bad. It's good, and it almost teeters back around to bad, but not quite, but it's real bad. Then we have, what did I just say? X-Men Origins Wolverine.
Hulk.
We have that. Then my number three would have to be Fantastic Four, Rise of the Silver Surfer. Then Hulk. Then Spider-Man 3.
Okay. Okay, nice.
I put Hulk as worse than Spider-Man 3 because I didn't understand Hulk.
Well, also, Spider-Man 3, I mean, is killed... $1 billion franchise.
Yeah.
It was awful.
Yeah.
It was awful.
Yes, it was.
Okay.
And that's my top five. Steve, top five. Now, we like to joke that you can't read because you can't. But tell me the top five books that you pretend that you've read. Honestly, top five books that you've read. Go.
I thought you were saying that I actually pretend because I've got a handful, friend. So, my top five books?
Yeah.
Period?
Yeah.
Oh, shit.
I know. It's a tough one, man.
Well, for a man who can't read.
I know. I kind of shot yourself in the foot.
Is it books ever?
Books ever.
Oh, man.
I thought about doing books in the past year that you've read them.
So I'm like, do ESPN articles count? books ever. All right. I love Catcher in the Rye.
Okay.
I love Catcher. I know a lot of people hate it because it's mandatory high school reading for a lot of people.
Sure.
I loved it. I also loved, Kids Trapped on an Island, Nuts to Your Asmar Piggy.
Catcher in the Flies,
that's it.
Yeah, Lord of the Flies.
I loved Lord of the Flies, too. I still love Lord of the Flies. I think it's a great book.
Okay.
I think it's a great book. other favorite books?
This is a hard one for you.
It is a hard one for me because, I mean, A, I don't read nearly enough, and I don't read books nearly enough.
Mm-hmm. But those ESPN articles, you got those on lockdown.
The thing is, like, I read a lot of articles and stuff online, but I don't sit down and read a lot of books. I just don't. I'm
sure
stupid, dumb, and I hate myself.
But you read Starship Troopers.
I did read Starship Troopers.
That's a good one.
It is a good book. It's not probably not one of my favorites.
Okay.
This is not one of my favorites of all time. But just since I sound like such an ignoramus already, I had a really good time reading all three of the Hunger Games books together.
Okay.
I'm not saying this is Moby Dick or this is, you know, or it's like Catcher in the Rye. They're just like for teenage girls specifically. But you know what? They were a fun read.
Dude, they're great books.
It was a lot of fun.
Maybe great's a little overstatement, but they're really good books.
I feel like it's almost the difference between like a movie and a film.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, like those are movie books. Mm-hmm. They're not film books. You know what I mean? You know what? Give me Attack of the Mutant Goosebumps, baby.
There you go, buddy.
That was my real quick. What was your favorite Goosebumps book?
Oh, that's a good one. That was the one with the comic.
Yeah,
where he goes into the comics, right?
Yep. I love that one. I love Ghost Beach when I was a kid.
Oh, was Night of the Living? Well, no,
Night of the Living Dummy.
I'm thinking. Because I was a huge R.L. Stine fan, and I'm trying to remember what was Goosebumps and what was Ghosts of Fear Street.
So, Ender's Game. Ender's Game.
There you go. It's a good one. I want to say, let's just do Escape from Horrorland. Welcome to Horrorland.
Yeah.
Okay.
Dude, I love Ender's Game. I love the book Ender's Game.
You know what? I haven't read it.
You know, no, and it's a recent one as well. But, you know, let me bump one of those out. Let me bump Goosebumps out. Let me throw The Martian in there. I really enjoyed the Martian as well.
Okay.
So I'll do The Martian. I will do, I think Ender's Game may be number one, actually.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay.
Because to me, it is a quintessential science fiction book.
So no Harry Potters?
No.
No?
Because I didn't read Harry Potters.
Oh, that's right. That's
I didn't
right.
read them.
No Lord of the Rings?
No, didn't read them either. I tried, and I tried when I was in, like, I don't know, ninth grade, maybe. Just so dense.
Totally fine.
I started reading Game of Thrones as well. I just got burned out on it. And
no pop-ups.
Yeah, I was like, what? There are no animations at all. Yeah, I love Ender's Game. And my mind has completely blocked out the movie. Holly and I watched it because I had just recently reread it again, and I was like, yeah, let's see. And I was like, oh, no. Oh, no. And I realized when I read a book, you know, a lot of people, you know, you're with your imagination going wild, and you know, you paint these amazing, you know, pictures of where this world is happening. And I realized that when I read a book, I don't do that. Mm-hmm. I focus incredibly hard on the thing that is happening at that moment. And that part is very detailed, but like when I see I watched Ender's Game and they're painting these portraits, you know, of these worlds that they're going to, whatever. I'm like, yeah, I didn't put this depth of imagination to the landscape and to maybe the ships that they were flying.
Mm-hmm.
I focus way, 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 way more on the character than I do the surrounding imagery around them, I suppose.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, I do the same thing, too.
Yeah. I'm sure, I mean, obviously it's a more visual art, of course, but...
Are you saying that movies are more visual than books?
I'm going out on a limb here, Wes.
All right. If you want to be weirdo about it.
Yeah, so there you go.
All right.
That's my top five. God, so, I got to read more books.
Yeah, that's fine, man. That's fine.
Yeah, whatever, Wes. Fuck you.
Yeah, okay. Great.
All right, my number four. Fine, you put me in the hot seat.
Oh,
I put you in the hot seat, okay. Wes.
It's so hot.
2015, the year that was just about to pass.
The year of our Lord.
Finally, we had a year just for the Lord. We've been taking so many years. Like, you know what? Let's give this one to the big guy. You mean Santa Claus? No.
No.
Not again.
Our Lord.
So, 2015, Give me the top five songs of 2015 for you.
The top five songs?
Yeah. And for those who don't know, Wes doesn't listen to music.
Do they have to be from 2015?
No. But they have to be genuinely discovered by you if they were not released in 2015.
What is the John Legend, All of Me?
Okay.
I just discovered that song.
Okay.
Say Something,
I'm giving up on you.
By Christina Aguilera.
It's not by Christina Aguilera,
great.
But that's okay.
By Carly Rae Jepsen. Who's that by?
Someone that isn't Christina Aguilera. I will find out for you.
Great. Thank you. Also, God, The Walk the Moon, Shut Up and Dance with Me.
Okay.
And let's see. I want to say, I can't remember. It was, maybe it was this year, maybe not, but Fast Cars. And we're driving in your car. Stairs are fast, felt like I was drunk. City lights laid out before us in your armpit.
No, yeah, no. Really, really nice, dude. Really nice rendition
like
there.
Should I?
Really good.
Okay, that's for the fifth one. Is there a fifth song that I discovered this year? Oh, boy.
Come on, baby. You can do it.
Can I?
You can.
I can't.
What the hell do you listen to?
Oh, it's called Glory, Glory, Hallelujah, and it was on the season 3 finale of House of Cards. It is, I don't know who it's by.
Oh, that's
by.
Right. I do remember you really dug this song.
Yeah.
Okay, I do remember this.
That is probably my number one, because
okay.
I actually listen to that song sometimes before I go out on a date, just to be like, yeah, life is good. I'm gonna rock this.
Okay.
Yeah.
The song Say Something, I'm Giving Up on You is created by a group called A Great Big World.
That's what I said, Steve.
Yeah, that's the one.
Christina A Big World is what I said.
That's it.
So yeah, there you go, man. Five songs. Pulled it out.
God, it doesn't make me sad. Not anymore. Now that I know that this is how you are,
yeah,
that's fine.
Sure.
I'm surprised nothing from Hamilton showed up on there for you.
I haven't listened to Hamilton yet.
Oh, okay.
Okay.
That'll change it for you.
Will it?
Yeah.
I look forward to it.
All right.
Maybe the soundtrack to Book of Mormon. Did I finally listen to that this year?
Have you listened to it?
We were on our way back from something, and we listened to the whole thing.
Oh, so it wasn't this year, because that was at the end of last Christmas. So it was almost exactly a year ago. Year and like a week ago.
Just barely missed it.
Yep.
All right. That's
Too
my top
bad.
Five.
All right, your call, man.
Oh, that's right. I forgot what
familiar?
We were doing for a
Are
second.
Are you familiar with how this works?
Nope.
Let's do it for another 120, and then maybe you can figure it out.
Maybe, finally. So, top five regrets about getting married. Just
what?
Kidding. top five.
Only five?
Top five. Oh, goodness. Top five classic Disney films.
Aladdin 1.
Yep.
Lion King 2.
I thought I'd give you an easy one.
God, this is a fucking softball, dude.
Well, I'm sorry.
God, you can have the rest of them. I don't care. I'll take those two and be happy.
Okay. You have to give five, Steve.
You know what? Fine. We're going to go off the beaten path a little bit. We're going to go Bedknobs and Broomsticks.
Ooh, Song of the South.
Steamboat Willie. No, we're gonna go Beauty and the Beast.
Of
we're
course.
Going there,
yeah.
And then I mean, God, I just—it's so. They're yeah. just the answers are so obvious to us.
Well, you have to stick with this top five. You have Snow White and the Butt-Fucked Dwarfs.
I mean, it's got to be Little Mermaid next, right? I mean, because those were the movies that were from our generation.
What about Pinocchio?
No, fuck Pinocchio.
Okay.
Sorry, what I meant to say was, fuck Pinocchio.
What about The Great Mouse Detective?
No.
What?
Dude,
better... Cinderella?
No.
Snow White?
No.
Sword in the Stone?
Not a musical.
Sleeping Beauty?
No.
Song Dude. Of the South?
Dude, when we grew up, I mean, the only answers to this question are Lion King, Aladdin, Beauty and the Beast, The Little Mermaid, and what else? I mean...
Fox and the Hound? Fantasia?
No.
Where's your heart?
No, dude. I'm going... Fine. I'm going Bed Knobs and Broom. Wait, what was the original question?
Classic Disney films. They don't have to be musicals.
Okay. Well, there it is. Done. Bed Knobs and Broomsticks. Take your question. Shove it up your ass.
Bed Knobs and Broomsticks. 5 times.
God. Aladdin and Lion King. I'm out. Take, yeah. You can have the rest. Tarzan, get out of here. Hercules, see you later. Mulan, fuck off. Not interested. I mean, you're all great, but not great enough.
Yeah, yeah. Tangled, suck on it.
Not interested. Yeah. Frozen, don't get me started.
Princess and the Frog, get out of here.
Get out of here. God, not interested.
All right, well, that was a softball for you, man.
God.
And can I say, you knocked it out of the park.
Well, here's a softball for you.
Top five. Never mind.
All right. So I just recently finished the game Metal Gear Solid 5. So you the way – so as you know, there is Solid Snake, Liquid Snake, Revolver, Ocelot, Big Boss. All of the guys that you recruit onto your base, they get assigned names. And basically every one of their names is verb – animal.
Okay.
So, like, laughing octopus, you know, like, scolding giraffe, okay. Something like that. So what I need from you is I need your top five Metal Gear Solid 5 names that you would bestow upon either yourself or what the hell to me. So it is verb animal.
Does it have to be the... does it have to be ing, an ing verb?
No.
Because, like, there's Vulcan Raven, there's Sniper Wolf.
No, go ahead. That's okay.
How about, Crying Marmoset. Followed up by...
I hope that is for you.
Followed by Jogging Lynx. Then we have, then of course, we have a sleeping snow leopard.
Okay, and actually, so now that you're at your top two, this number two is going to be for you.
Oh, number, fucking, I'm trying to think of, okay, I got it. Flying lemur?
Why are you the flying lemur?
Because I'm lanky and I can fly.
Oh, that's right. By the way, we forgot to mention this in the podcast before. Wes has the power of flight.
Yeah, did we not start off with that?
My bad. Whoops-a-daisy. I was talking about Baconators in SimCity. Forgot to mention, Wes can fly now.
Okay, fine. For me, how about the giggling wallaby? Because... something that drives me nuts, and I don't even, maybe I shouldn't even put it out there, but I am constantly laughing during these goddamn podcasts. And sometimes I'm like, Wes, shut up. Shut your goddamn giggling face.
All right, so with your number one, please bestow on me my call sign for being on the base with Big Boss.
How about the complaining pet rock?
I like to think I'm slightly more active than a rock.
Sure. Okay. Let's see, Steve. How about the bitching walking stick?
Thanks, Wes.
All right. So let's see the top two. You have to bestow one upon me.
Oh, Wes, I'm not in the hot seat.
No, but come on.
All right, fine. Yeah. I bestow one upon you. You are going to be the disappearing tree frog. And the reason I say that is because Wes is wasting away in front of my very eyes. He has lost so much weight over the last year or so.
Mm-hmm.
He is wasting away. And he's a tree frog because, well, he is bright and colorful.
And if you lick me, I have poisonous secretions.
He is very poisonous. So, yes, I'll give you that. And then to bestow one upon myself, I will say the biting slug.
Ooh.
Because I'm just kind of chilling.
Yeah.
I'm just kind of chilling in general. If you leave me, just leave me alone and I'll be fine. But if you provoke me... I will unleash my venomous fangs into your face.
I didn't know slugs had fangs.
That's why I'm the biting slug. Thank you.
And also, salt, your number one enemy.
Oh, God. Actually, I love salt.
Ooh, man, you aren't going to last very long.
I'm a suicidal snail. That should be more appropriate, I suppose.
I should mention my right hand man, the dazzling hobo.
Hello, who's got a quarter for me? Doodle doo doo.
All right, Steve. I think it's finally time we put it out there for your wife to hear. Top five household chores that you absolutely hate. Go.
Is this real?
Yeah, it's for real.
Okay.
Freaking answer it.
Just checking.
God, don't avoid the question.
Number one, no doubt.
Yeah.
Hand washing dishes.
Okay.
I hate it.
Okay.
It literally makes me fall asleep standing up.
Okay.
Like, nothing in this world makes me more instantly tired than washing dishes. It is honestly some sort of, like, genetic defect that I have. That as soon as I get, like, warm water and start, you know, washing a cup or a plate or something, I'm just so sleepy. Like, two dishes in. Like, I'm out, man. I am out. I hate it. Okay. And I specifically asked for a pot and pan set for our wedding gift that we were graciously given. Specifically asked for one that was dishwasher safe.
Okay.
So when we have that, I throw that shit in the dishwasher so I don't fall asleep and kill myself. And Holly,
what happened to Steve? Oh, he drowned in the dishwater.
I mean, it's a logical thing that could happen to me. Only to me is it logical, but it is logical. And Holly's like, you know what? I just want to hand wash the pots and pans. I cooked some eggs the other day and they stuck on there. I was like, no! It's like, no! I will not! No! God damn it! Like, I spent so much time researching the correct pots and pans to ask for so that I didn't have to hand wash these motherfuckers. And I could throw them in the goddamn dishwasher. And now, after a year of marriage, she's like, baby, we got a hand wash. Like, no! I refuse. I refuse. So instead, that's actually not the conversation that happened. The conversation that actually happened was, so, baby, we got to start hand washing this. I was like, baby, that's not true. I didn't call her baby. I was like, Holly, I mean, they're dishwasher safe. She's like, yeah, they're not. The stuff is sticking. We got to hand wash them. I was like, okay. The next day, I put three of them in the dishwasher. I was like, I'm just going to run this before she gets home, and she'll never know. And then, of course, I didn't run it, and she opens it to put, like, a dish in there. She's like, hey! Hey! I thought I just told you no more pots and pans in the dishwasher!
I'm sorry, Ultimate Warrior.
And I was like, I just did it anyway. I just did it. I didn't forget.
I specifically went against your wishes.
It's exactly what I did. And you know what? I want to do it again. Because I physically cannot do otherwise.
Okay, so that's one.
So that's one. But that is so my number one with a bullet, man.
Yeah, yeah.
It's so my number one. Household chores I hate.
I should mention this, that I was cleaning my apartment today when I was coming up for the top fives I was going to ask you. So this was near the top of my head.
God, I mean.
I do not like cleaning my apartment.
I just hate. Like, I'm fine with sweeping.
Yeah.
I don't really, like, dusting, fine. Vacuuming, I kind of dig vacuuming in the first, you know.
You don't have any carpet.
We have a carpet, but I still have to vacuum up, like, dog hair.
Oh, stuff. Okay, sure.
So I don't really mind vacuuming. That's fine. I fucking hate folding clothes. Hate it. And I especially hate pairing socks.
Oh.
I hate pairing socks.
You know, I just don't pair socks.
Oh, I know. And this has been your MO for as long as I've known you.
Yep.
So that's just part of your truth.
Hey, these socks actually match.
Wow.
And that is accidental.
Completely.
Yeah.
I mean, honestly, I don't like washing windows. It only happens like once a year. Don't really dig it, but yeah. Whatever. It is washing dishes and pairing socks.
Washing dishes, pairing socks.
Actually, just putting away laundry. Okay. I don't like it. I'm not as bad at it as my wife, but throwing her under the bus. But we'd be doing, like, I do most of the sweeping, and she does a lot of the laundry. So, and she washes most of the dishes. So, like, we're doing okay there. We're doing all right. I don't know. What else? What other chores are there?
You love taking the dog out, so that's not one of them.
Yeah, I take my dog out all the time. That's
dusting.
Whatever.
Getting rid of spiders.
Fine. I don't know. You know what else I hate? I guess it's not a chore, but my wife refuses to use the step ladder that I have for her.
Mm-hmm.
Whenever there's anything out of her range, mm-hmm. which is, you know, above 5'5". She's like, could you just grab this for me? I'm like, God damn. It's like, it's only on the second shelf. How can you not reach this salad bowl? Could you just grab it? Because it's always when I'm playing a game or something. Like, I just settle in. She's like, So it's not really a chore, but it feels chore-ish to do.
Sure. But how do you feel about cleaning the tub?
It doesn't have to happen that much, so I don't really care. It's fine.
I guess I'm just super filthy.
You are super filthy. Your tub is disgusting.
Well, hey, I cleaned it.
Yeah, once a year.
Yeah, yep, the annual tub cleaning.
Yeah, because I bathe my dog all the time. Whatever, fine. So I'm going to go, one, no doubt. No doubt about it. Doing goddamn dishes. Pairing socks. Reaching stuff off the top shelf for my short wife. And, anything to do with Tupperware. I fucking hate Tupperware.
Why do you hate Tupperware?
Because I always bring it to work, and then I always, like, wait 2 weeks to bring it back. And I just...
So it's really on you.
Oh, it's 100% on me. I just have some sort of... I don't know why. There's just a couple things that genetically are defective in me. I cannot do dishes without falling asleep, and I have a real mental block about dealing with Tupperware. Like, the concept is so simple. You put food in it. You bring it to work. You eat the food. You bring it back home. You wash it, and then you can do the thing again. For some reason, I put the food in the Tupperware, and I'm doing fine. I'm doing real good. I bring it to work. Sometimes I eat it. Sometimes I'm like, ugh, I don't want to eat this bullshit. I'm going to order some Baconators. So then I eat it at work, let's say. And then I rinse it at work because I don't want it to stink.
Yeah.
Then it either like sits by my desk for like a week. Then it goes into the car for like a week.
Do you not have a fridge at work?
I do, but it's emptied Tupperware. I'm not going to take up fridge space.
Okay.
So it sits by my desk. Then for some reason, this is the real problem. Getting it from my car to the house.
Yeah, it really sucks that you have to park miles away from your apartment.
And I fully admit, there's no excuse. There's zero reason why I should not just grab it and bring it into the house. But I don't. Somehow it ends up like in the trunk. I don't know why. I don't know why.
Somehow it ends up in Holly's car.
I will bring it anywhere but home. I don't know. I just hate it. I hate it. I fucking hate it. I don't know why.
Somehow it winds up in your mailbox.
Seriously, I'll do it. I'll put it anywhere but my home.
Steve.
I hate it.
Can you bring the Tupperware in from the welcome mat, please?
I don't think so.
It won't make it in.
I just hate it, man. Wow. There you go.
Was that five?
That's enough.
You didn't say washing windows. That was fine.
I hate washing windows.
There
that's
you
awful.
Go. Whew, man. So, okay, that was mine to you.
Number two.
Oh, man. God.
2016, right around the corner.
Okay.
Unlike Facebook and Twitter, it's seriously right around the corner.
Yeah.
Let's say you had to pick up 5 new hobbies.
Oh, man.
What you picking up? What you doing?
Obviously, we talked about knitting before.
Right.
Yeah. No. 5 new hobbies.
Yeah.
I want to make exercise a hobby.
Okay. I'll take that.
It's something I'm trying to do every day, and I do it maybe 3 to 4 days a week, which is... You know, 3 to 4 more days a week than I have been doing the past rest of my life.
Right.
So I want to make that a new hobby, whatever that is. I think I want to pick up smoking. I think that's going to be a great hobby. No. What are hobbies? What hobbies?
Hobbies are things people do in their spare time that generally find enjoyment out of and give them some sort of fulfillment.
Oh, man. What is it like to feel fulfilled?
Don't ask me. I'm just plotting my revenge against the Tupperware. Maybe that's my hobby. Fucking over Tupperware.
Oh, man.
Hobbies. I don't know. Photography.
We talked about it last week. I want to get back into making movies.
Okay.
Or creating something like that. Whether that be... I want to create things and put it out there. So whether that be movies or not.
Okay. Perhaps it could be a stamp collection.
Steve.
Yes?
How dare you?
I'm sorry.
Okay. I want to, you know, eating fast food. I think that's going to be a really good hobby.
So you're doing a really good top 5 of things to kill yourself with.
Yep. Okay. What we got so far? Exercising, making movies... I want to make a hobby out of, let's say acting. I want to make that more of a hobby than just something I do whenever someone asks me. Let's say I want to make a hobby out of,
perhaps maybe not hobby. Let's say, you know, activity you want to participate more in. So a sports league, reading more. You know, whatever, something like that.
I want to watch more movies.
Okay.
I've
noticed you've been on a roll lately watching some movies.
I have. I watched There Will Be Blood this past weekend.
Did you really?
I did.
What the, why are you waiting till now?
Well, I would have brought it up earlier, but we talked about so many more important things.
Oh, God. Okay, we're going to have to table it. I'm really excited. Just real quick, give me your rating out of 100.
85. 84.
Okay, we're going to talk about it next week.
I know.
All right.
I know. You're not happy about it.
Oh, I'm not.
You're not happy about it.
There will be blood. Continue.
Was that 4? Is that 4 so far?
Sure.
4 real ones. Something I want to do more of in the future for the next year. That was the question that you put to me that I am currently answering right now. I think stalling is something I want to get better at.
Doing real good now.
In the next year. Singing. Let's say singing. I want to do more singing in the next year. And I'm honestly honest about that. What I was going to say.
Glad the other ones are all lies, Wes.
Good.
All right.
Steve, what are just a couple hobbies that you want to do more of?
I want to do more photography.
Okay.
I have a kick-ass DSLR camera that I want to use more and try to hone my eye, my photographic eye.
Mm-hmm.
Exercise would be great. I'm not going to do that, though.
No.
And read more. Lame.
Oh,
and get a gaming PC and use it.
Yeah. All right, Steve. Because since, as of this recording, we are a few days after Star Wars Episode 7 came out.
Yes.
First of all, did you see it this weekend?
I am going tomorrow with my wife for the reason I waited is because we are paying to go see the IMAX 3D experience.
Oh.
So everything was sold out for many, many days. So this day was the first week ago. So no, I've not seen it. Be seeing it tomorrow in the full glory of IMAX 3D.
Okay. Tell me 5 things that you liked about the Star Wars prequels.
Okay.
They can
do that.
Specific. They can be overarching. Just tell me 5 things that you liked about them.
Okay. What I liked my excitement for the first movie before it came out.
I just want to point out that the first thing you mentioned had nothing to do with the actual movies.
No, it was the lead up to the, it was actually, so what it is the experience of going to see the movie, for the first time, because when it came out, I was in sixth grade or something, fifth grade, I don't know, something like that.
Yeah.
And I had never been to an opening day, a big time release of something. So I remember very specifically that I liked Star Wars, and a couple of my friends liked Star Wars, and we would, play Star Wars-ish kind of things. But then going, and this was, again, before the internet was a huge thing, my God, it makes us sound so old. But going there, seeing all of these people, dressed up as Jedi and Sith, and it was this big party to see this movie. And everyone was so excited to be a part of it. It was kind of the first time I really ever experienced what we're now, we'd call it nerd culture, or whatever. And it's a bunch of people really, really excited to see these movies. Obviously, all of our dreams were dashed very shortly.
Yeah.
But that experience of like, hey, a lot of other people, like, really, like, this is a cool thing we're all doing together. And it's my first experience with something like that. And I really appreciated that. So that was great about the prequels. But, again, not really about the movies.
I'll take it. That's one.
Continue to like the fight between Obi-Wan and Anakin on, like, the lava planet in episode 3.
Mm-hmm.
I think that's a good fight. Anakin, I have the high ground. You've been beaten. He's like, no! And he jumps up, and that part where Vader is becoming Vader and he's burning on the shore of the lava river,
mm-hmm.
like, that part is pretty badass.
Yeah, yeah.
That part is good.
Mm-hmm.
So I like that part. The only thing that's good about episode 2 is Natalie Portman's abs once her shirt gets ripped off. I don't care. They are killer.
Mm-hmm.
She looks great. I will put that in there. And
is that 3?
That's 3. That's 3.
This is already 3 more than I came up with.
That's fine. You know what? There is actually a really, really interesting, I guess the first one, I mean, completely botched it, but I like the idea in the prequel, the idea put forth of somebody bringing balance to the Force. And the idea that the Sith are essentially, for these terms, 100% evil. The Jedi are 100% good. Let's say that. So the initially, like, when I think about it now as a more mature adult, as opposed to when I was a kid going just to see lightsabers flash around, the idea of, like, Anakin bringing balance to the Force and not being a Sith and also not being a Jedi, mm-hmm. of being this guy that somehow finds the middle between the two of these things,
mm-hmm.
like, the idea of actual balance. Because when the Jedi talk about they want to bring balance to the Force, they don't want to bring balance to the Force. They want to kill the Sith.
Yeah.
That's what they want. And that's what the Sith wants with the Jedi as well, So they both say balance, or at least the Jedi say balance, but they don't want balance.
It's like the Montagues and the Capulets, and
I mean, yeah.
Anakin and Luke are the Romeo and Juliet of our times.
Fair. Of the future, you mean. In a galaxy far, far away.
Yeah, of course.
So the idea of this guy finding the middle before he becomes, the evilest, there is that idea that is really awesome.
Mm-hmm.
That's really great. They obviously don't do that.
Yeah.
But the idea of it is great. I'm also going to put Darth Maul in there as number 4.
He was cool.
Completely underutilized. His final fight is good, but it could have been great. Everything about him was just fucking badass, man.
I rewatched episode 1 multiple times when I first saw it, and every time that he spoke, because I think he only spoke for one scene.
I think so, yeah.
And he only had a few lines, maybe.
Yeah.
He should have just kept silent.
Yep.
Because that would have been awesome.
Yeah. Not used the correct way 100%, but man. So I guess what I'm talking about is the character design of Darth Maul.
Mm-hmm.
He is awesome.
Yeah.
As a as an idea for a character, he is friggin' awesome.
Yeah.
Love him. And then, number five. Oh, boy.
I think that was five, actually.
Was it?
Yeah.
Maul, the actual balance, going to see the film the first time, the fight with Anakin and Obi-Wan, and Padma's abs.
Yep, there you go. That's
done.
Five.
There you go.
I'm surprised.
Yeah, they're good.
I honestly...
And they're good answers.
I honestly couldn't really think of one. To be honest, I don't even remember the last two movies of the prequels.
Two is awful.
Yeah.
Two is just awful.
Well, so is episode one.
Yeah, but you're right. But episode one at least had the thing of being the new Star Wars, you know?
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
We all remember because we're all so excited about it. Mm-hmm. So by the time two came out, you're like, ah, fuck this.
Yeah.
And then three, you're like, please just get it back to episode four.
Yeah, yeah.
Please. And three is not bad. Three is not bad.
By then, it was the whole prequel thing is already ruined for me. So even that last fight was tarnished for me.
Yeah, it's not three. I don't hate three.
Okay, fair enough.
All right.
That was five good answers.
You're damn right.
I'm sorry.
Sorry. I mean, thank you, Wes, for that stimulating question.
All right, man. So what's your final top five for me?
Your final top five. Wes, I'm sorry to inform you. You have been put to death row.
To death row, huh?
To death row, Wes.
To death row we go.
And you know what happens when you go to death row?
You live forever?
You live forever. you get one final meal.
Ugh.
So, Wes, your top five are going to be five components of your final meal. And the components are as follows.
Okay.
And this can be from, each component can be from completely different places. Like, grandma's this, I want this from this restaurant, whatever. So you're going to have an appetizer as one.
Okay.
You're going to have your main entree with two side dishes.
Okay.
That's two, three, and four. And then your final is going to be your dessert that you'll be having. So, again, you can put these in any order that you see fit, but you're going to have an appetizer, a main entree with two sides, and then you're going to have your dessert. I need to know what food you'll be having on your final meal.
Well, my main course, I already know, it's just going to be a gigantic steak.
What kind of steak?
Just a steak.
God, come on!
Just a wooden steak, Steve.
It is your life through the heart of a vampire.
Oh,
from
man.
Where? What kind of steak? How is it going to be done?
It's going to be done medium.
Okay.
Duh.
Not rare. All right.
Not rare.
Most people would say medium rare.
No. I'm saying, you know what? Medium, straight medium. It's going to be a gigantic T-bone steak.
There we go.
Slathered in its juices.
Yes.
Yeah. All kinds of juices.
Grilled or pan-seared?
Dude, I'm not a connoisseur of steak.
God damn it, Wes.
I just like steak.
All right, fine.
One of the side dishes is going to be my grandmother's recipe of turkey dressing. It's basically Thanksgiving dressing, but creamier. And it's got turkey bits in it. It's just a delicious side dish.
Okay.
Wonderful. Also, it's going to be my grandmother's recipe of mashed potatoes. She uses way too much butter, way too much sour cream, way too much, just enough pepper, and it is delicious.
Okay.
It is the most unhealthy thing for you will probably ever eat.
Well,
besides the Baconator.
Not a concern right now.
Exactly.
Hopefully it will kill you right now.
Yeah, that's right. Now for dessert, that is interesting. The first thing that comes to mind is there's a dish at Lady Gregory's here in Chicago. It's basically this steaming hot, like a chocolate cake. I think it's like chocolate lava cake. It's this hot. Chocolate cake covered in hot fudge sauce, and then just on top is a scoop of French vanilla ice cream. Ah, skeet, skeet, goddamn, Steve.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Wow, okay.
By the way, I just found that song in 2015.
Wow.
No, just kidding. Now, for an appetizer. Oh, man. Throw me some appetizer just to get the juices going. That's all I can think
of
right
juices,
now.
The appetizer juices.
That's right.
Appetizer. You know, for Wes, I feel like it'd be like mozzarella sticks.
Ooh, yeah, mozzarella sticks are good.
Totino's
pizza rolls.
Calamari.
Calamari.
Perhaps like a...
Because right now, all I'm thinking about are Five Guys fries.
A bruschetta.
Can I do Five Guys fries?
Yeah, sure.
I'm going to do Five Guys fries.
You're about to die. Go ahead. Knock yourself
five
out.
Five Guys Cajun fries.
I don't like the Cajun seasoning, man.
Well,
it's too much. It's too much.
That's because you are a stupid person.
I mean, I am super stupid. So we're going to start out with some fries, some Cajun fries from Five Guys.
Oh, yeah.
You're going to have a thick-cut T-bone cooked medium.
Medium. With the juices flowing.
And nobody knows how it's going to be cooked. It's going to be microwaved to medium.
I mean, I can just throw some out there, pan-seared. There you go.
Thank you. So I just want to know. You're about to die.
You know what? No. Grill to perfection.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
That's what I'm looking for, man.
There you go.
That's what I'm looking for.
And then I'm going to get my grandmother in here.
Yeah.
Going to get someone to take her recipe. And she's going to cook up.
Fuck it. She's going to make it.
I mean, it'd be tough.
She's going to make it.
Great. Get her, like, every Thanksgiving and Christmas. She only makes those things twice a year.
Great.
And they are delicious.
Awesome. Then we have some chocolate molten lava cake.
From Lady Gregory's.
From Lady Gregory's. Awesome.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
There you go. Now, with that meal being done, you are dead.
Oh, no.
You are dead.
Oh, man. That was a delicious meal, though.
A delicious mental meal.
I am so hungry right now. Do you have any mental meals that you want to throw out there? Maybe not for all five, but anything that you just
I would for sure go with like crab legs would be my main entree. It's not about my list. It's not about, but that would be my main thing. It'd be the main thing. It'd be my crab legs, and I would probably have like a key lime pie in my dessert. Because I want something light. Light on my way out, so when I die and I crap my pants, that's some. Because that's the thing that happens, Wes. I don't know if I want to take the shine off of the death penalty for you, but when those people die, Wes, poop in the pants.
Man, I was all pro death penalty, and there then you had to throw that out there.
Hey, I'm not trying to sway people's decisions. I'm just letting you know. You're making people poop in their pants.
Oh, man. I got to go anti now.
Just saying. It's facts, people. These are the facts.
All right, folks. That is this week's top five right before the new year for you. So you're welcome, first of all.
way to say that in a real threatening manner. So you're welcome, scumbags. Enjoy it. Suck on it. That's from Wes. Merry Christmas.
That's right. Happy holidays, motherfuckers.
Nice. Yes.
Hope you had some great gifts coming your way.
I am very excited to hear about if you guys had some really awesome Christmas presents that came your way. Would love to hear about that. Or if you, more importantly maybe, if you delivered some really awesome Christmas presents, we would love to hear about that as well. If you would like to respond to any of the top, the quick fires that we just threw out at you. And I would appreciate it. You know what? Quick fire him back. If you're gonna respond, quick fire it. Don't sit there and think about it. Go.
Yeah,
just
yeah.
Go.
Yeah.
Just let it go.
Stream of consciousness.
Let's go.
Yeah.
So, again, we love hearing from you guys. So Facebook and Twitter are going to be right around the corner.
I mean, social networking is going to be our number one hobby.
I mean, it is. It's going to be a big thing in 2016, I think. I'm going to buy some stock in the old social network.
Yeah, on Friendster.
Got it. So we look forward to hearing from you guys. We hope you had a wonderful holiday season and you're having a safe and fun New Year's as well. But as always, I'm Steve.
I'm Wes.
That was five. And we're out.